welcome in. Spence, how are you doing, man?
I'm doing great, man.
Yeah?
Thursday, it's a beautiful day here in the Mile High City.
Yeah, I
city
thought of it was champions. Friday.
Dude.
The true city of champions.
No, you know how I know it's not Friday? Because there's actually people in the office.
No,
on a Friday, it's like a ghost town up here.
I know it's not Friday because there's not a TV show.
That's true.
That's a fair point.
That's
as well.
How you would know. Not a Friday, but that's okay. I forget why Ryan wanted to take this one off, but
it's probably golfing again.
Oh, I bet he is. But we're here to talk golf with you.
Yes, we're
talking
golf.
When's the last time you golfed?
I'm trying to get all my rounds in before my child comes.
Yeah.
So I've played 4 times in the last week and a half.
Good for you.
Yeah,
man.
So
I like that.
I've had a lot of out-of-office meetings. 5-hour out-of-office meetings.
It's a smart call right there. And yeah, Ryan got back on the saddle with some golf bets.
He did. I heard him. I know, you know, he's an auto bet for his guy, Morikawa. Like, it's just every turn. He could be like coming off of like 7 back
when
surgeries.
It works.
Yeah, he is one of the, I heard you guys talking yesterday. He is one of the better players in this field. It's a week after, it's the U.S. Open was 2 weeks ago. And then last week was an elevated event, which all of the big guys are now required to play in these. So this is a little bit smaller of a field in terms of like the top end talent. But a good event nonetheless. Like Detroit gets, you know, Detroit is what it is, but it's cool when like a state that's kind of not a normal California, Florida,
right,
gets to host a golf event. You know, mm-hmm. Like we get one next year here in Colorado, and it's going to be awesome because all the fans get to see, you know, the PGA. I mean, there's a Corn Ferry Tour event here every year, and that's actually next week. But the overall, like, it gets a whole state into a golf event and gets to see like the best of the best, which is
those
the best,
seem a little rowdier too.
Yeah. Oh yeah. The off
it's,
events
it's a beautiful
were
thing.
Exactly. Like they had the RBC Canadian Open in Toronto a couple weeks ago, and it was like one of the best crowds of the year. And cause that's the only event they get, cause they have PGA Tour Canada. So they see those guys, but they don't get to see the actual PGA Tour players all the time. Mm-hmm. So,
well, we're all in on the Rocket Mortgage. We're all in on Colin Morikawa, though. We've lost some value after a tremendous first round. Big Tone, not so much.
Big Tone, man. I have him on my card this week as well. And
defending champ.
He's
Rocket
defending
Mortgage.
Champ. And you have to like, he kind of owns this tournament. So it's one of those where it's like, I bet him because if he wins and I didn't bet him, you feel like an idiot.
You're
going
to feel like an idiot.
Usually one pick a week. We give out, Mitchell and I give out 3 picks each week, top 10 and a win. We're actually up about 35 units this year.
I was going to say, you're on a bit of a heater.
We were close to being up 135 units, but we lost in a playoff. I had a guy 100-1.
Been living and dying on
disaster.
These playoffs.
Yeah, huh? Exactly. Yeah. I'm like, you know.
What's your playoff record? 1-1 or
1-1 right now?
Okay.
1-1 right now.
We'll take it.
So, yeah, I'll take 50%. But yeah, like, you can't not bet on the guy that won it last year, especially when Tony's playing as good as he has right now. So
he
had a, you know, even par day today, but also it's like a thing where it's so much, you know, him in his mind, he's like, oh, I won this. He doesn't go out there and think he should just win it again, but there's so much pressure because he's like the favorite that sometimes that gets to guys.
Let's get to your big three. Because not just the Rocket Mortgage, we've also got the match coming up.
Yep, we've got the match tonight, Steph Curry and Klay Thompson versus Travis Kelce and Patrick Mahomes. I'm going to go full, like, we'll start with my first couple picks. So Dodgers-Rockies over 12 today.
Okay.
I love that. You know, Chase Anderson gave up a...
This is the total, not a Dodgers.
Yes, this is Dodgers
total.
And Rockies total
beautiful,
over 12.
Beautiful.
Chase Anderson, we know, gave up... I mean, he was the starter that... in the game that gave up 25 runs just 5 days ago.
Yep.
And so, yeah, he's got some history on his
against
side.
Another LA team or a SoCal team, at least at home.
Yeah.
So,
and the guy pitching for the Dodgers only has two MLB starts this year.
So great.
So I was at the game last night, had an absolute blast. Like I'm a
sicko.
That
was a great game.
I love the
Rockies.
Man. Great game. Back and forth.
I gave out the run line for the Rockies. They hit easy peasy. Dodgers have lost 10 in a row as the favorite against the run line coming off a win.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's a stat right there.
Huh?
Okay. So maybe stay off the Rockies specifically today. But I love the total at over 12. I mean, Rockies are going to score 5 or 6 runs and the Dodgers the Dodgers watching them in person. And this is one of their like B-level lineups.
Yep.
They just have so many dudes that can rake. You go
they
from...
Sure do.
you go from Mookie Betts to Freddie Freeman, J.D. Martinez, Will Smith, who's like low key really good, and then Jason Hayward's hitting like eighth, you know, multi All Star.
Yeah, you got Max Muncy pinch hitting.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. And I'm like, dude, these guys, and this, like I said, this is one of their. I think they got a few guys that are hurt, but it's not your normal Dodger lineup where eighth and ninth guys like Cody Bellinger and stuff like that, but. I see this as, and this is another night game. I don't particularly love the day overs for the Rockies. Kind of an interesting end of the series with the Rockies Dodgers, and it's still at night, but Coors Field at night, great. And then kind of putting into that, Freddie Freeman over half an RBI. He hit an absolute rocket last night in the eighth inning off Justin Lawrence to drive in a run. Yeah. I think they're going to score seven or eight runs, and he's going to be the part of that. I'm not going to say that the Rockies are going to lose. Because I'm not that guy, but I think there's going to be a lot of runs in this game. So I kind of piggybacked on my first bet with that second one. And then rolling into my third one. So Steph and Clay are are favored. I think last time I checked, minus 245. It was 280 this morning. And Steph is a really good player. So Steph is, you know, played in professional golf tournaments. I'm not discounting Patrick Mahomes and Travis Kelce. I actually don't know their game. I'm sorry, big fella. I don't know your game that well. But they... I will say, like, I'll go a little golf nut on you here.
Please do.
Pressure in golf is different than pressure in other sports. And these guys are professional athletes. They play baseball, or basketball and football.
Yeah.
But, and they're, you know, Patrick Mahomes throwing a pass to Travis Kelce with 12 seconds left, that's his wheelhouse.
Of course.
Playing golf in front of a crowd and on TV is a very different scenario. Mm-hmm. And so that's why I took Steph and Clay to win the first hole. I don't necessarily want to lay the juice with them playing all 12 holes. It's a 12-hole match. But the first hole is where I think we're going to see Travis and Patrick kind of be extremely nervous. Like, there's no nerves like nerves in golf. Like, Steph and Clay can both hit 10 threes in a row in warmups and even in a game. But when they get on the golf course, it's going to change. So that first hole, I trust Steph. Playing in actual professional events, he's played in pro-ams, all that kind of stuff. I trust them on that first hole to win it and get a one-up lead.
So is this like a three-way money line, like a soccer bet? Is that why we're getting this extra juice
exactly, at plus 280? Yeah, so a tie is minus 180. Gotcha. But I like them to come out in the first hole. I like somebody to always win the first hole of the match. Yeah. And I'm going to bank on the guys that have actually played semi. I'm banking on Steph here.
Right.
Which is not a bad guy to bank on.
Start of the tournament, more variance. These aren't pros in golf, and I like that a lot. I like your reasoning and taking a little extra risk because it is a three line and getting that extra juice. I went a little juice heavy myself on the big three, and I think we're thinking similarly on the Rockies, where, let's fire that up when you got a sec. On the Dodgers pitcher, Sheehan, as you said, third start in his career. I'm playing the weather tonight. Might have some thunderstorms, have some delays, break in the action. Not good for a starter to maintain momentum. Like that for the under 4.5 Ks. Hasn't gone over that yet in his first two starts. Third start of your career at Coors, not the best scenario. And just between the weather, between, you know, the ballpark factor, I just think he's going to get an early hook and not be able to hit this over at even juice. I like that a lot. Muncy, we mentioned him coming in as a pinch hitter. I haven't had a chance to see the lineup yet. Wouldn't be surprised if he's not starting at all still. But at plus 175, get him to not get a hit. 8 of his last 10 games, he has not had a hit. Doesn't have a hit last night against the Rockies. He is batting 0.83 this month. He's just in an all-time slump, man. And the book is saying Muncy. Yeah, you hate to see it. It's seen if I get that kind of proposition where the no hit is hitting at 80% and I get that at plus 175, sounds good. No, could he break the streak at Coors? Of course. Anything can happen. You know, it's Chase Anderson. Like, yeah. There's a good likelihood. But that's what we're fading. We're kind of fading perception here.
Or hoping for another little pinch hit appearance. He doesn't play, gets the pinch hit, and then you got a really good shot.
You're batting under 100. Good chance you don't get started, right? Like, exactly. Who's going to give you 4 ABs in that situation? And then, man, am I missing basketball in my life. I'm going to tune in to some WNBA Las Vegas Aces against New York Liberty. the two best teams in the W right now on Prime Video. Liberty acquired Brianna Stewart this offseason. She's been outstanding. Sabrina Ionescu. I think there's going to be extra juice for New York to win this one. Plus 245. When it's a matchup of the two best teams, even though the Aces defending champs, just a supremely talented team, I'm going to take the Liberty, have some fun watching some hoops tonight. Speaking of hoops, man, do we need to make sure we keep our balls fresh this summer. Am I right? And no one knows that better than you, Spence, because the golf, right? The golf, right? Ryan's always talking about it with the golf course. Yep. It's essential.
I put some of the ball deodorant on this morning because I know I've got a full day of work. I'm helping my brother move some stuff, and then I've got kickball. So with that ball deodorant, by the end of the night, I'm going to be set. I'm not going to be, going home and needing to freshen up at all.
That's right. We call that Chafe City, but not anymore for Spencer Smith. And you're right. We talk about golf. Moving on a hot summer day, you might need that cream, the crop preserver, all that good stuff more than ever. Yaya's laughing. All you have to do, I don't know if I've even mentioned it, manscaped.com. Manscaped is what we're talking about, where you can use code DMVR for 20% off plus free shipping. What a deal. I, of course, am a big weed whacker myself. Those nose hairs, they get me hard. I wonder if that's going to be a thing for you once you enter fatherhood.
We've actually talked about this on our podcast during the Manscaped read. I'm starting to get nose hairs. Yeah. It's like, God damn, I didn't know I'd get there, and I'm fully there. It's like, but the weed whacker is incredible. It's just
the best.
And it doesn't hurt. Like, I was literally terrified of using it because I thought it would hurt. It didn't hurt.
Doesn't hurt. It's an amazing device.
I got nose hairs too, and I'm not even a dad.
The dark featured boys, they get it a little harder, I think. You know, that's not a blonde guy problem.
Are you an ear hair guy?
No, thank I'm not God either. That hasn't and started, I but I imagine it's coming.
I know it's coming.
I know, like at 40, I'll have eyebrows that just start going in separate directions, like my dad, who looks insane. Manscaped.com, code DMVR, 20% off plus free shipping. What a great deal. You want to get in on that this summer. Okay, I'm going to circle back. A little dilemma for us. Finding some value on this Rocket Mortgage Classic. As things are unfolding, we haven't talked about some of your picks from Big Drive this week. And then, as we've watched the scores from the first day, is there maybe some value to be had anywhere here?
Let me see. So usually betting golf is interesting. I love betting golf because it's a four-day bet. But it can be over in the first day for you.
Yeah.
But that's why, we generally pick a couple of guys.
Yes.
I also have Chris Kirk this week, so he's 5-under through the first day. You don't win a golf tournament on a Thursday, but you can definitely lose one. If I'm looking at value here...
Still good value on Chris Kirk at 2,500. What up to Kyle D? Absolutely.
Ricky Fowler. I've got the PGA Tour leaderboard up here. What is his
Ricky
odds
plus 1,000 to win, minus 110, top 10.
Okay, so we're not getting great value on the Rickster. He had a great round going today, and then I believe he finished bogey. So he was 7-under and leading the tournament. And then ended up, a little bit of a rough start, but he's playing some really good golf and he's going to win again on tour soon. Mitchell and I have a semi bet between the two of us where he doesn't think so. And I do. Mm-hmm. And this is a perfect event for him to win where it's, looking down the leaderboard, you've got guys that you don't really know the names of, but I'd say, at that value, after a first round where he's in it, I think that's an okay bet. But Colin Morikawa, have it shooting 7 or 6-under today is a great bet. We have Ludvig Åberg, who's 7-under. So that was one of Mitchell. Mitchell just has these obscure European guys that he knows.
Love
like
that,
he watches
man.
European golf all the time. So he's got those guys pretty dialed.
Has he ever thought of making the move, trying out Europe?
Does no,
that fit his skills a little more.
It probably would. He did play mini tours in Arizona, Colorado, uh-huh. stuff like that. But dude, it's a grind. Like, and it's crazy how good he is compared to like the general public.
Yeah,
and then how much better the guys on the mini tour are than him most of the time. And then how much better the guys on the Korn Ferry Tour are than them. And then how much better the PGA Tour guy. Like,
right.
There's so many levels to it where,
fuck yeah.
But you can have one good week and one really good week. And a guy last week at the Travelers Championship, he vaulted himself up to second on the leaderboard and basically guaranteed his PGA Tour card for the rest of the year from one tournament. Made like more money in that tournament than he's made in like three straight years. You kind of have to dial in that one. If you can have 1 week where you catch lightning in a bottle, you're set.
Better capitalize,
And it's the best sport because you get paid based on your performance every single week. You're not signing guaranteed max, super max contract where in three years looks like the worst deal that that team's ever signed. You're making your money every single week. But there's a couple of other good, Nate Lashley's a guy that he's actually from Colorado. I've played some golf with him. He's 5 under, so there might be some good value
on him. Plus 4,500 to win, plus 350 top 10.
And Davis Riley. Davis Riley's another one. He shot, he finished the back nine, shot 4 under today. He's at 4 under total. So those are some names to look out for.
It's right there.
Yeah, he's competed a lot this year. We have Brian Harman on our card. He's 3 under. Chris Kirk. I actually took Troy Merritt this week too. He's 1 over par, so he's not too good. But he was plus 25,000 to win the tournament. 2 years ago, he was in a playoff and lost. And last year, he was like top 14.
What was that name again?
Troy Merritt. You're gonna have to scroll way down the leaderboard to find him because he was already plus 25,000 and he's 1 over par after 7 holes.
You're
so,
speaking my language.
Not
right
a great
now.
Start, but. Just a guy that has competed at this course, and that's another thing about betting golf too. I mean, you guys have talked about it a ton. Horses for courses. There's guys that play good at courses. You can find so much value on guys lower down the leaderboard. They're like, oh, he's had 5 top 5s in his career, and 4 of them have been at this golf course. Like pretty, not easy. Betting is never easy, but there's things to support your argument everywhere.
Dude, I'm in. 60,000. Who says no? $5 to win $3,000? Sounds good.
Yeah,
we're
taking a trip to Italy Troy Merritt wins it.
That's exactly right. We could do that. Yes, that would be just fine.
Take us to Italy, Troy.
That's right. Do it, Troy. We're placing the bet right now. What's your betting strategy when you go to a Rockies game?
If I'm sober, it's a pregame. Nice little same game parlay, which I lost unfortunately in the first inning last night because I took a run in the first. Usually a couple of guys to get hits because I think we've talked about this on bets before. I really like finding, if you can same game parlay, right in the 3 to 5 pick range at minus 400, you're getting close to even money, maybe plus money. So guys getting hits at Coors Field is like taking candy from a baby.
Right. And it's guys whose hit line might be set at 1.5 in the usual player prop, but on the SGP, you can get at like minus 210 to get just one hit.
Exactly.
Right?
Yeah. And so that's kind of my strategy. But then when I'm drinking, it's the live bet ball in play.
Oh,
that is electric. That is an electric way to. Sometimes I'm like happy my app doesn't work as well at the ballpark. There's so many people that are on the internet. My phone doesn't work, and I'm like, that's probably good.
What a beautiful thing.
But I did mush the Rockies a little bit last night. I did live bet the Dodgers when the Rockies were up 4-0, and then they took a 6-4 lead, and I was like, But I also tweeted that Mookie Betts has warning track power, and the next time he came up, he hit one like 400 feet. So.
Classic.
I'm a classic, your classic D-gen.
That's right. It's the summer of Spence, man. Baseball, golf, and you're about to be a father very soon. That's truly all that matters. Thank you, brother.
Yeah, absolutely. I love coming on.
Dude, always a blast. And of course, check Spence out with Mitch, where guys are kind of killing it on these PGA bets.
Yeah,
I love to hear that.
We were getting deep in the red, and then we got the one. We have to hit like 2 winners a year, and we were 1 of 2 halfway through. So
that's golf
betting
for you.
It's fun. It's electric.
Absolutely. So we will be back tomorrow because it's not Friday, but happy Thursday to you all. Go Rockies. Enjoy the match. We out.